Mom, I'll hold you, bro. This video just unlocks a whole level about you, bro, that I never knew existed.
Bro, I didn't know you were this much of a bitch.
Yeah, bro. And then, like, sometimes I'll be like, no, you know what? You should not talk to him. You deserve better.
Oh, that's every simp's favorite line, bro.
You think as soon as you say that you deserve better, she's like, you're right. You're the one that I've been looking for this entire time.
In reality, I'm like, you deserve better. She's like, you're right. I'm gonna go fuck this guy. I'm like, no, me. You deserve me. So, it's a little story time. Each one of us are gonna give a couple of stories that has happened to us. And the rest of us are gonna decide from 1 to 10. 1 being like future.
She belongs to the street.
And 10 being like the biggest simp in the world. And we gotta rate the stories like that.
You know, that was good.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. That was nice. That was good.
Delivery.
Good.
Oh, hey, that
was kind of cute. That's the only time you'll ever hear us compliment you.
quick announcement. I just wanna say thank you, bro. We hit 500 subscribers, bro. That is a lot of people. And of course, thank you to everybody that's been watching my videos. You guys know I appreciate you. And also, big thanks to all you guys that came from Jimmy's channel from the video that I did with him, the anime tier list. Thanks for giving your boy a chance. I really appreciate that. I'm like in the beginning phase, so I'm doing whatever seems fun until like I find like the perfect rotation of videos I want to do. All right, back to the video.
All right, who wants to go first?
You want to tell one and I'll tell one?
No, I'm not volunteering to go first.
All right, so Jimmy's going first.
Bro, one time I was doing homework for a girl.
Nah, you taught me already.
And then mid-homework, like, this guy was bullying me.
Wait, what? Explain.
So he was throwing carrots at me, right? Meanwhile, I'm just taking these shots.
Where were
on
you?
On the forehead.
Where were you?
These carrots. And I'm still trying to do this.
You persisted right night, bro.
You know the bagged apples?
What the fuck is that? Bro, you got that iron shield, bro.
And then one of them was covered in ketchup. And it smacked her on the forehead and dropped out her homework.
You're like, whoa.
At that point, no, like the ketchup hit my forehead and onto the homework. And then I unleashed, bro. I got so mad. I got the nerd rage like inside my body. I walked over to the other side and I took his head 3 times.
Oh, you a psycho. You're not a simp. Are you?
No, I was so. I am such a simp that I'm willing to go that far.
You almost went to jail to do a girl's homework, bro. You're almost placed in a psych ward.
I got suspended.
In the back of his head, he was like, if I don't do this homework, she's not gonna go out with me. And then he's like, you can do anything to me, but once you hurt my friends,
that's where you cross the line.
No, it's funny because it really is like an anime. Because afterwards, I left the cafeteria and I just sat in the hall by myself. It was an empty hall. People were in class and I just sat there like this.
Master had the Sasuke dialogue. He was like,
I can no longer go back to this school anymore. My reputation has been tarnished. I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm trying to rate that, to be honest.
What you do? You trying to rate that? Hold you. That's like a 9 to me. That story just now.
That was pretty simpy.
That's the most simpy shit I've ever heard.
It's so simpy because, first of all, you're doing your homework.
Yeah.
And you're getting bullied while during your homework.
Yeah.
And you're not doing anything about it because you want to finish your homework.
Yeah.
And the only time you do something about it is when he gets ketchup on the paper. And you're like, nah, that's enough. Yeah. You get the ketchup on me, but the paper? I'm angry now, bro.
It's so funny because I walked over with ketchup.
You need to wipe it
running
off, bro.
Down my head. It's like when you have blood running down your face. I got ketchup.
But the fact that you didn't just like say, hey, stop that, or you didn't just punch him,
nah.
You grabbed his head and you slammed it.
Bro, think about it this way. You valued a girl's homework over yourself, bro.
To defend it.
Over yourself, bro.
Yeah, bro. I'm a true white knight.
Oh, man. The funniest part when I was taking those peas and fucking carrots to the head, each one infuriated me because I wanted to finish the homework.
I'm not gonna hold you, bro. This video just makes me, just unlocks a whole level about you, bro, that I never knew existed.
I didn't know you
Wait,
had
really?
You, bro.
bro. I didn't know you were this much of a simp.
Yeah, bro.
I'm not gonna hold you though. I fuck with it, though.
I do, bro.
Because I...
You a real white knight. I was just like a peasant to you, bro.
My son got...
That's why I lost my virginity at 21, bro. Like, all these things make sense. It adds up, bro.
Bro, what did your parents say about getting suspended for this?
Nah, I just told them I got into a fight.
And you lied to your parents for her, too, bro.
Yeah, I did.
Did she question the ketchup mark?
No.
She's like, what the fuck is this? Huh? No. Ketchup on my paper? Bro, no, and she slammed his head on the table?
Three times.
When I got the ketchup on the paper, I crumbled off the paper.
And you know,
I was like, I'm gonna redo this. That's a 10.
Nah, that's like a 15, bro. You broke this sim scale, bro.
Bro, you set a new high. It's gotta be 1 to 15 now. Because the fact that you got strength, because if he's bullying you, he's probably bigger and stronger than you. Most likely.
No.
I thought you were a bigger simp, man.
No, he actually. It was a small brown dude. Bro.
Alright, bro, tell me your story.
Come on, you
my story?
Wait, first of all, is it worse?
It's bad because this was when I was like 18.
So when I just met you.
Low key, yeah. low key. Because at this time, I was like a heavy, like, weeb, but I used to watch like heavy, like, romantic anime.
He was on the Sword Art Online.
Oh, D, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting, though. Let me find my Asuna.
So, like, in my head at the time, I was like, bro, if I just act like those anime protagonists, bro, I'm gonna win, bro. Basically, this was like when I first learned how to drive. I, like, met this girl at, like, some art museum. In my 18-year-old mind, I was like, yo, she's different. I met her at an art museum. That means she quirky.
That means she creative. That means she artistic.
So in my head, side of her brain, bro.
I think, when we would text sometimes, and she would, like, because she was really into art. So I would deadass research, like, artists. Like, I read Wikipedias, I read like bibliographies on artists' life, bro. I read about Picasso, bro. I was like, yo, I'm gonna impress her because I'm about to tell her some shit that she don't even know about art.
You mad cute, bro.
Bro, I went so ham just for a girl I met and I talked to for like 3 hours. I was like, all right, boom, I'm gonna show her I'm different too. When I told you, like, I planned this shit out like a week in advance. My course of action was to take her on a picnic and then drive her upstate. And then...
It's not doing the most.
Wait. So all this was brewing your head?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you just met her?
Yeah.
It'd be like that, bro. It'd be like that.
So
I'm trying to drive up there and kidnap her.
So I'm a feeder, so I'm chloroform.
Am I ahead?
Well, I'm gonna test this chloroform myself. Oh shit, it works.
Oh, wow.
You ever think people tested the chloroform?
Right before a kidnapping?
Oh, that is just strong as fuck. I almost passed out.
They wake up, check the time. It's been 2 hours. I'm gonna get a stronger one.
I need them gone for at least 5 hours. Yeah.
The next one they do, 3 days later, they're like, yo, this is going in the arsenal, bro. I've ordered 3 more bottles of this shit.
Hold on, what? The next one, they just die?
Nah, yeah.
This is what your sense of humor connects with about was 0.01% of the audience. And everybody's sitting there saying, yo, Khan is weird.
Everyone's like, no.
Why would he do that this? At all?
All right, so let me finish my story.
Okay. Oh, shit.
I had, like, this whole anime sequence planned out in my head. I was like, yo, I'm gonna take her on this picnic. It's about to be sunset. I was looking at the weather app every single day, bro. And I went on Google.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like it's the same behavior as a kidnapper, bro.
Stop comparing me to a kidnapper, bro.
Make sure it wasn't too windy so she can't run away from you that fast.
When you do daily checkups, that's some serial killer shit, bro.
My son bought some reinforced rope.
He tested the rope out on himself. Yeah,
he tried to get himself out. He was like, oh, that shit good.
I got the knot extra tight. I practiced how tight I'm on.
You tired now? You still like 3 days trying to get out?
Yeah, you fuck around. You can't get out.
You just start nibbling out.
So I planned everything out in advance, and then I was gonna, in my head, like I said, I imagined it to be like some rom-com romance anime type shit. I was gonna take her out. We were gonna go to like this lookout in Jersey where it overlooks the city, and it was gonna be mad pretty, and we were gonna do it at night. I had like the lo-fi playlist on lock. And so I did it. I executed everything. She was giving like indications that she was feeling the kick, and she was like putting her head on my shoulders type shit, you know? And then like we was chilling, we was vibing. I was just like, yo, this is super calm. And so I drove her back home.
That's it? You just drew it there and look at the view and come by?
Spent like a couple hours up there.
And what you guys did there?
We just talked about life.
It's so funny because I relate to that, right? Because when you're talking, when you're in that talk, and somewhere in the back of your head, you're thinking, how the fuck do I make a move?
Yeah.
You'd
be like, you'd be checking everything. Oh, like, she's sitting like 2 inches from me.
Yeah.
You see, like that whole entire time, I thought like I was like winning. I thought I was like, yo, like I'm getting mad points. But like, it was like the subtle differences that I didn't notice.
He turned to the side. Yeah. He's like, oh, she hit me when I made a joke. He's like, check.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Every time she did the.
He's like, the third time.
I would get so high. At the time, I was like, yo, I gotta play mad cool. Like, I gotta be smooth. I can't, you know what I mean? Like, I can't be jumping. So the entire time, I'm just like, you know what I'm saying?
It's regular shit. You know?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, everybody else is playing chess. He's playing tic tac toe, bro.
Yeah, bro.
when I finally drove her back home, I'm like, all right, bet. This is why I'm going for the kill. This is why I'm about to do my thing. She walks out.
You sound like a kidnapper.
Yo,
before.
Yo, stop.
This is why I'm going for the kill, son.
Yeah, I got the machete right here.
So this is some dummy shit that I did, because I purposely parked like a couple blocks away just so I could walk her home. But so we walked to her doorstep. This felt like right out of a movie, because we were talking. I was about to move in closer, and then the door opened, and then her boyfriend walked out. And then she was like, oh, hey, what's up? Oh, who's that? I was trying to play it cool, so I was like, oh, is that your brother? In my simp head at the time, I was like, I just couldn't comprehend the fact
that brother, right? Brother? Must be brother.
I was like, oh, it must be like a sibling. And then she just turned and kissed him. And then she was like, yo, I had mad fun, bro. And I was like, bro, I stood there and I was like, yo, I planned a week in advance for this, bro.
And the boyfriend is like, yeah, I'm a fucker now.
All right, babe, come get this dick now.
And then like, he dead ass kissed her and he was like, yo, I appreciate you for doing so much for my girl, bro. Like, bro, he basically just slapped me in my face. I was just there like, oh, wow. So this is what a cuck feels like. I'm not gonna lie. I think what makes it worse is like, even after that, I still hung out with her.
Mm. Wait, can we get a picture?
Nah.
She lies. That's why.
She's
dead, bro.
She hit the strongest chloroform.
I mean, I had to get my revenge some way, bro. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't talked about that moment ever again, so I low-key just deleted it out of my memory.
Until we did this video.
After that, I like low-key just like unfollowed her on everything, and I was just like, I just don't want to be associated. I just want to forget you, because that was a level of embarrassment that I do not want to remember ever again.
So that was bad, bro.
That was rough.
But then for your shit,
8.5.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, like 8. Yeah, you think his is lower than yours?
I think his is lower.
Because that shit hurt you, that's why.
Yeah.
Because you still in pain, that's why that shit. That can't take the damage.
I am, bro.
Bro, you should do a video where you try to get at her now. I swear, bro. Getting back with the girl that broke my heart 10 years ago.
Oh, that'd be crazy, bro.
Sunset broke my heart, bro. My son was 13.
No, my shit was shattered, bro.
Yeah.
That's true. What you
shit,
got, bro? I need to hear you.
I ain't got shit on y'all, to be honest.
Oh, then fuck this video.
It was in community college, right? I wasn't really simping back then. I went into the classroom, and you know what guys always do when they go into the classroom? You scout it. Boom, all right, that girl. So I go sit next to her, and...
Already, you're moving better than her. Because we be sitting in a seat, either behind her or one seat in between me and her. Just so I don't make it too obvious.
You drop your pencil, you're like, oh, hey,
That's some shit 18-year-old me thought, yo, that shit is brilliant.
Because either I'm picking that up or she picks it up for me.
Power move.
But then you don't follow up with anything. You just say, oh, thank you. And you never interact with her again.
But at least she knows my presence now. Yo, she knows I sit behind her in class.
You never forget about that pencil, bro. You use that pencil every single day.
Like,
oh, her scent is beautiful.
No, that's a little too creamy. Just a finger, just slide it across the pencil.
That's not creepy, bro. The fact that you sliding your finger on a pencil and sniffing it is already creepier. Why would I tell a story? We're gonna crack jokes in the
middle. Go ahead.
There was a guy to her other side, so I had like some competition. So class starts. I pulled the old reliable. I'm like, yo, this is a psych 101, right? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, fuck, she didn't give me like an opportunity to continue a conversation. So halfway through the class, Didn't say a word. I see the guy trying to talk to her. They had like a small combo.
Damn, he already one up you, bro.
Yeah, he actually power move my shit, bro. He claimed her, bro.
He's counting points.
In the middle of the conversation, he just looks over at you like.
No, Gabe is doing that, but the guy's just like, what the fuck? What are you doing?
I'm gonna catch up, fucker. But yeah, the class happens. I spit my game. And basically, I end up getting her number. And then I'm like, all right, so I'll talk to her first about school and shit. And then, maybe I ask her to hang out, study together. So whatever, we chat a bit. Just homework stuff. It wasn't even anything like crazy. Yeah. I tried to change the conversation to like...
She was like, no.
There was one time where I was like, hey, you trying to hang out like this upcoming, like right before the test? And then she's like, nah, I don't like studying at school. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't consider that. That might just be like an actual...
I don't know, there's more. I'm just trying to talk my way into like trying to get to hang out with her. And then I could spit my like, one-on-one game. So we talking, she would like make excuses to not hang out. And then randomly she would hit me up talking about like her guy problems. Yeah.
Oh.
And my simp ass.
That's right.
My simp ass would give her advice, bro. I guess she became that close to me that she would like, she was open about it. But like, I didn't know I was friend zoned at that point.
Right, I didn't
know what the friend zone was. I was unaware of this area. And then like, sometimes I'll be like, no, you know what? You should not talk to him. You deserve better.
Oh, that's every simp's favorite line, bro.
You think as soon as you say that you deserve better, she's like, you're right. You're the one that I've been looking for this entire time.
In reality, I'm like, you deserve better. She's like, you're right. I'm gonna go fuck this guy. I'm like, no, me. You deserve me. So yeah, the semester goes on. Never hung out with her. Gave her mad homework. And I think towards the end, she ended up getting a boyfriend, bro.
Of course.
I was like, damn.
My question is, what guy problems was she asking you? Like, oh, this guy, like, he fucked me and left me.
Nah, she wasn't on some hoe shit.
Oh.
It was mainly like, oh, this guy's not texting me back. Or she's like, don't you hate it when guys don't text back? I'm like, yeah, you do shit to me, bro.
In his head, he was like, yo, I'll text you back immediately.
Yeah.
Within the second.
I'm like, why would he do that? You're mad cool. And she's like, right? And then that's it.
You hit him with the right? I know, right? Why wouldn't he text me back?
But yeah, it was like a semester of simping.
Fuck.
And... But yeah, that's basically it, bro. And it wasn't like every day talking to her because class was like, I think like once a week.
Yeah, I was talking to my girl every day.
Yeah, I was talking to her every like minute, bro.
It's not even about like the time you spent talking. It's the time you spent thinking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's the time you take to conjure up that email, bro.
It's not like an alchemist trying to conjure up this spell and make her fall in love with me.
I had no form of grammar back then, bro.
Oh, God.
It was A grammar. I don't know if you know what that is.
I know what A grammar just is.
Yo, I'm like mad feeling you. And I was spelled mad, like M-A-H.
What?
I'm mad.
What?
You mad cool.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. Oh. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so rate my shit.
Give you like a 4 or I think somewhere like 4, just because I feel like every guy like gone through something like that.
I'd probably give you a 3, to be honest. Like maybe even lower than a 3, like a 2, because it's like every guy has literally been in that situation.
I'm basic.
You a basic simp. We're simp kings.
We're ultimate simps, bro. because that's our just top story. We still got number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5.
I thought that was pretty simpy, to be honest, until I heard y'all's story. That's why I didn't want to tell my story.
Bro, my head is fucking hot.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold you. My head is in pain from laughing, bro.
Yeah, I got fucking punched in the head today, too.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah. All right, so now you guys have heard our stories. Let us know who's the bigger simp in the comments below.
Rate, comment, subscribe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like, comment, subscribe. Drop a dislike.
Drop a fat dislike.
Drop a report, too.
Don't forget to report my channel. Drop a dislike and...
Drop a copyright notice.
Damn. He's not gonna do anything.
All right.
Let's
Peace.
Baby, let me sing for you, you know, cause I'm so into you. Baby, let me sing for you, you know, cause I'm so into you. Baby, let me sing for you, you know, cause I'm so into you.
Come here, boy.
I'm so into you. Cause baby, I'm a simp.